Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, John Shelby. Batting second. The right fielder, Dan Ford. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth. The DH, Ken Singleton. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Gary Roenick. Batting seventh. The catcher, Joe Nolan. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Glenn Gulliver. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Len Sakata. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Bill Swagjerdy. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The left fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting fourth. The catcher, John Wackenfuss. Batting fifth. The DH, Kirk Gibson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Enos Cabell. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Rick Leach. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Glenn Abbott. And now, play ball. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Shelby. The throw from Wackenfuss and he is safe. Shelby steals second. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford takes first base on ball four. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken hits a fly ball towards center. Lemon catches it and throws to first to double up Ford. Shelby moves to third. Two outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a fly ball into center field. Shelby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gary Roenick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roenick hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Nolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nolan takes first base on ball four. Singleton moves to second. Glenn Gulliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulliver hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Len Sakata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sakata strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ford. Gibson reaches second base with a double. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Shelby, who is chasing the ball. Cabell reaches third base with a triple. Gibson scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon strikes out. Two outs. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-1, Orioles. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Shelby hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cabell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Ford takes first base on ball 4. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Ford moves to second. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Ford moves to third. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-1 in the game. Murray takes first base on ball 4. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Whitaker fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitaker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-1 in the game. Trammell hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-1 in the game. Herndon hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0-for-1 in the game. Wackenfuss hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Whitaker moves to third. Dan Marocchiello now pitching. Lance Parrish pinch hits for Kirk Gibson. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sakata settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Gary Roenick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roenick is 0-for-1 in the game. Roenick hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Wackenfuss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Nolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nolan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Nolan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Glenn Gulliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Gulliver hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Len Sakata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sakata is 0 for 1 in the game. Sakata hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Cabell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gulliver fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Leach hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 1 in the game. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Shelby hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Ford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 2 in the game. Ripken hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Murray hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Whitaker bunts, foul, towards third. Gulliver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 2 in the game. Trammell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sakata settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 2 in the game. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sakata scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Roenick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roenick is 0 for 2 in the game. Roenick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Nolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nolan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Nolan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Glenn Gulliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulliver is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gulliver hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wackenfuss hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Maroggiello fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-1 in the game. Parrish hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Cabell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Parrish moves to second. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-2 in the game. Lemon hits a line drive towards third. Gulliver catches it and throws to second to double up Parrish. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Bumbry pinch hits for Len Sakata. Al Bumbry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbry hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Shelby hits a line drive towards short. Trammell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Ford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-3 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Todd Cruz now playing second base. Sammy Stewart now pitching. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Leach hits a fly ball into left field. Roenick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-2 in the game. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gulliver fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-3 in the game. Trammell hits a fly ball into left field. Roenick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Murray hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Tigers. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Singleton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Young pinch runs for Ken Singleton. Dave Gumpert now pitching. John Lowenstein pinch hits for Gary Roenick. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cabell scoops it up and throws to first, with Gumpert covering, for the out. Young moves to second. One out. Joe Nolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nolan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Nolan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gumpert fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Glenn Gulliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulliver is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gulliver hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Orioles 1. The Tigers will come to bat. John Lowenstein now playing left field. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-3 in the game. Herndon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wackenfuss hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wackenfuss for the out. Herndon moves to second. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Parrish strikes out. Two outs. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Cabell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gulliver fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Dwyer pinch hits for Todd Cruz. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer takes first base on ball 4. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Shelby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dwyer moves to second. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and two walks. Ford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dwyer moves to third. Shelby moves to second. Aurelio Lopez now pitching. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Dwyer scores. Shelby moves to third. Ford moves to second. It's 3-2, Tigers. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-4 in the game. Ripken hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Murray is walked intentionally. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young strikes out. Two outs. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0-for-1 in the game. Lowenstein hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 6-3, Orioles. Joe Nolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nolan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Nolan hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-3, Orioles. Glenn Gulliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulliver is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Gulliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Tito Landrum now playing left field. Rich Dower now playing second base. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-3 in the game. Lemon hits a fly ball into center field. Shelby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Leach hits a fly ball into left field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Krenchicki pinch hits for Tom Brookins. Wayne Krenchicki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krenchicki hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gulliver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 7, and Detroit Tigers, 3. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.